Hey everyone, this is Sportsman93 back again with another video. So I wanted to talk about the fight that's coming up between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury that's going to be happening on February 22nd and give my thoughts and predictions on the fight that's coming up. When it came to the first fight between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, I did have Tyson Fury winning on the scorecard because in my personal view, he was just straight up outboxing Deontay Wilder all up and down the ring. I had Fury winning on the scorecard 8-4 in the first. I thought it was over until Deontay Wilder gave a devastating blow, knocking him down to the ground. And when I saw that, my reaction when I saw that was like, oh shit. And when he got knocked down to the ground, but shockingly, he got back up. There was a controversial 10 count call. Everybody kept on saying that it was after the 10 count, but I think there was multiple angles where you could see that he got back up before the 10 count. And then afterwards, they did end up finishing the fight. But later on, the fight ended in a controversial draw, and now we're here now for part two, which I'm very excited for. When it came to the fight overall, I do think it's going to be a good fight between the two at the rate that they've been talking shit to each other back and forth during the media. They've been on multiple media outlets and sport outlets like First Take and Undisputed giving their thoughts on what they're going to do on the fight. And they've been doing a lot to promote the fight and hype up the fight so to get everyone to watch like we weren't going to watch anyway. Tyson Fury's been making bold claims that he's going to knock out Wilder, which is a stupid idea on his part if he decides to actually do that, unless he's just talking shit to hype up Wilder. And Wilder, as usual, is saying that he's going to knock Fury out, but this time he's not getting it back up. And then they've been going back and forth, like usual. When it comes to my predictions on a fight, I do have Tyson Fury winning the fight via decision if he decides to stick to the plan and straight up outbox him. If he decides to go into a slugfest with Wilder, he's going to get his ass knocked out and he's not getting back up. I actually agree with Wilder on that part, if he's stupid enough to do that. Now, if Tyson Fury did exactly what he did in the first fight by using the sweet science and then straight up outboxing Wilder for 12 straight rounds, then he will win the fight. And I think he will win the fight fairly easy. Just have to keep his cardio up, dodge a weave, and just hit Wilder and just frustrate him and then hit him for flush shots, jabs, whatever. Just keep him at bay and just win on the scorecard. Now, on the other hand, if Wilder wants to win the fight, then he has to attack fast and quick and get at Fury and get him out of there at least in the fourth round and knock him out viciously if he wants to win the fight and retain his title. He cannot go 12 rounds with Tyson Fury and win his match. He's not that skilled enough. He has huge powers in his arms, but I don't think he's skilled enough of a boxer to go 12 straight rounds and straight up outbox somebody. I personally never seen him done that. And besides, I think nobody else has seen him done that too, because most of his fights are knockouts. So you're really not going to see him upgrade his skill set in terms of that because of so much power that he has in his arms to knock out people. So that's why I believe that it's very important that he has to knock out Tyson Fury and get him out of there fast and quickly as possible. Because if he goes through a 12 round boxing fight with Tyson Fury, it's going to be a long night for him. And that night is going to end up with him losing that fight via decision. So as you can see, it's very important that he does that in order to win the fight. And from the previous fight, when you closely watch the fight, it's clearly obvious that Fury won the first fight. Unless you're a Wilder fan, then I don't know what to tell you. As you can see, he got gifted with that draw at the end of the fight. So now we're getting ready for part two again. These are my opinion on both fighters and how they could both win their prospective fight. They're going to do what they do best at the end of the night. But in my opinion, I do have Fury winning the fight. Unless Wilder surprises me, which he has done before in the past. But we'll just have to wait and see on February 22nd. I'll make a post-fight video when I can. So those are my thoughts and opinions on the matter. Let me know yours down in the comment section down below. This is Sportsman93 signing off. Peace.